devil's advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Hump Day Edition. Where do you boys go during the interviews? I feel like you guys hide in the closet or something.
I'm sitting right here. I just try to not drag focus away from the interview. That's really all I do, because otherwise I'll be so interesting that you'll look at me instead.
Well, that could be. You know, you are damn sexy. And combined, you and Evan, oh, man, you would be entirely distracting. In retrospect, let me thank you both for being absent during the interviews. And let me thank the fine guest, John Nichols, always a great one, from The Nation. John Nichols, apparently giving lots of J6 commentary in the next couple days. And we'd love to hear your commentary right here on The Devil's Advocates at 844-967-2789. I think since Matt's been patient, we're going to the phones right away. Matt from Johnson's Creek, what do you got for us, sir?
Hey, so I had some thoughts what I'd like to see happen in the J6. I realize it's probably too late for this, but I think what the Democrats or the committee should have done is literally enlist, like, an author or a television producer, maybe a movie producer, you know, not Oliver Stone's a bad example because of his politics, but like an Oliver Stone level of somebody who can put a product together that will make the people understand, instead of, like, all due respect to Val Demings and Pete Buttigieg, and they're kind of wonky and they're great. They have great talking points, but I'm talking like, you don't think Trump got where he got by listening to everything Mark Burnett ever told him to do on The Apprentice. And he just bangs away and it doesn't matter what, it gets through. That's what I would have liked to have seen with this presentation that they're going forward with.
Man, what about sort of a Quentin Tarantino style presentation?
Well, I'm hoping eventually one day when, you know, if the movie comes out, that we do get like either a Scorsese take or possibly, I don't know, like a Mike Nichols or somebody doing a real good piece of history type of movie on this thing that is Oscar worthy. Because I think the conspiracy is wide ranging and it would be that, you know, All the President's Men Part 2, basically.
Well, you know, we get to live history in real time. Man, do you think it will be just the news junkies? Do you think others will join us? Well, man, apparently had a pressing other affair.
I'm just picturing like us, like when we're older and we, you know, just sitting there watching an old Ken Burns documentary. January 6th. It was a day that started off differently, but then there were speeches. Beep, beep, boop, boop. Ken Burns. January 6th.
You know, my fear would be that James Santel would pull out his copy of the Mueller report and he just wouldn't live it down. You know, we could jail Trump. Trump, not me. You know, I have no part in this. The Department of Justice, maybe recommendations from the J6 committee lead to the imprisonment of the former president. You know, a boy can dream. But Jim Santel would still be a little bit bitter they didn't get him on the obstruction of justice in the Mueller report.
Followed up tonight at 11 with James Santel, the Mueller report, unanswered questions.
You know, here, I know sometimes I humble brag going on to Fox News. Well, maybe it's not humble. Maybe it's just bragging. But I got invited back on Fox News. And, you know, as we've discussed prior, it's not because I seek the re-inviting. You know what I mean?
They called you.
They always do. You can't call Fox News and say, hey, can I be on the show tonight? Does Tucker need a second? Tucker rhymes with Tucker. Anyways, the painful part, and I don't know if Democrats think about this much, and our friends on the blue side, and even, you know, just reasonable nonpartisans, Fox News is blacking out the January 6th. They're going to pretend like this never happened. They've been doing that for a year or more, right? I mean, a couple of the fine and actual fine journalists, and there were only a couple, and they're all gone. Think Chris Wallace. Think Sam Shepard. You know, they left Fox News in part over what the January 6th piece put on by Tucker rhymes with Tucker. You know, the, oh, poor, what was it? I forget. Was it a false flag? Did he claim it was a false flag Antifa operation? It was some pretty big propaganda. Well, Greg Sargent at the Washington Post, I'm going to pull this a little closer. My aging eyes failing. Oh, one other thought. Peck Wrightlow filled in for me yesterday because, you know, sometimes you gotta do a little business, Fancy Brian. And, you know, Pat did my business so I could do my business. So, anyways, thank you, Peck Wrightlow, and Dom and you guys for making him feel welcome. But I want to talk about the fact the January 6th is not going to be on Fox News. And whether or not you believe it, Democrats, that's kind of a big deal. The opinion, Greg Sargent, Fox News blackout of January 6th points to a hidden crisis for Democrats. Let me tell you about it. I'm not trying to make you scared, but, you know, here's the problem. The not-so-shocking revelation that Fox News will not carry the House committee hearings about the insurrection is yet another sign that right-wing media will go to extraordinary lengths to shield the GOP base from the brutal truths about the January 6, 2021. That partly reflects a serious political problem for Republicans. The hearings startling, The hearings starting Thursday will feature a documentary filmmaker who has a new video evidence of the violent mob assault incited by Donald Trump and extensive, they claim, Fancy Brian, advanced planning among paramilitary-type groups, riveting material about Trump's corruption and the GOP's enabling of it will follow. You know, it's a Wednesday, but I got Monday mouth. I'll keep trying. By contrast, Fox hosts are gearing up to substitute a propagandistic alternative story in which the only real victims related to January 6th in the hearings, why, they're Trump and his supporters. The poor victims, the poor snowflakes. House Republicans allied with Trump will manufacture material for this disinformation push designed to keep the truth from the base at all cost. Yet Fox's blackout also highlights severe information challenges that Democrats will face for the foreseeable future. The fact that Republicans enjoy a massive media apparatus that manufactures a separate reality for the base, even as Democrats rely on what? Traditional news organizations to communicate with voters, creates deep information asymmetrics that continue to bedevil them. I reached out to Dan Pfeiffer, the longtime communications advisor to former President Barack Obama, who experienced the evolution of this situation firsthand. Pfeiffer has a new book about the depths of this problem and how to counter it. A little bit, you know, from their back and forth. I'm going to read the questions and some of the answers, you know, because that's what I do sometimes. Greg Sargent, you write that Republicans have a massive propaganda apparatus on their side. Well, Democrats mostly get their information out to their voters via traditional news organizations that cover both sides of debates. You know, both sides do it, Fancy. The Fox blackout of the January 6th hearing is a case in point. Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity have already telegraphed that they're going to offer a completely contrary, fake, propagandistic, narrative in which the primary victims of the January 6th investigation are Trump and the Republicans. Here's what Pfeiffer said. If there is one last human being in Washington, D.C. who has clung to the idea that Fox is a center-right journalistic institution with the opinion at night, this should be the end of that. They're going to ensure that their audience not only doesn't see the hearings, but also gets conspiracy theories about what happened. So Sargent asked, the other side of this is that the right-wing media also exerts gravitational pull on mainstream media. Pfeiffer, when I worked at the White House, this right-wing operation existed, but it was a fraction of the size. Our biggest concern was not what was on Fox. It was that Fox was helping dictate what the rest of the press was covering. We were living in a world where the pseudo-scandal du jour was infecting the larger media environment. Once Facebook reached a tipping point in 2014, this was now happening at hyperspeed at scale. Once again, little opinion piece. Well, I guess it's an interview piece. Greg Sargent, Washington Post. Going to have a little of my favored green jet fuel. Jeannie, I see you. Be patient just a little bit. I'll get to you at 844-967-2789. It's almost a deviously designed, self-reinforcing loop. Right-wing media and Republican politicians beat up on mainstream media for not covering the concerns of real Americans as expressed through the right-wing media, which in turn leads major news organizations to say, we better pay closer attention to what's on Fox. That in turn allows right-wing disinformation to pollute the mainstream news information environment. Pfeiffer. That's been the goal since the 60s and 70s. It's a three-part process. One, sow distrust in the mainstream media among Republicans. Two is to create this media environment for those people where you now control what comes into their hermetically sealed information bubble. The third part is to influence the press. The late Fox executive Roger Ailes was a political ad maker. He made this insight that if Fox was a pseudo-news organization, it would have a greater influence on what other news organizations covered. So Sargent asked, Democrats seem complicit in this situation. They often refuse to adapt to the current information environment. Pfeiffer, absolutely. Sargent, when Republicans and right-wing media went all in on the message that Democrats were giving, real Americans, baby formula to migrants, it was a fact check into oblivion. But simply making a loud drumbeat communications to low information voters and to the base that something is wrong with the other party, that they're out to hurt you. The details are unimportant. Do Democrats understand this? Pfeiffer. Political communication in social media age depend on getting people to pay attention to what you're saying. Fancy Brian, are you paying attention to what I'm saying right now? Are you? Pay attention. The right is very good at that. The left is not. Generationally, we have a party leadership that, for all its great attributes, came up in politics like three generations ago. A little bit more here. It's interesting that a younger Sergeant, one more question. It's interesting that a younger generation of Democrats seems to get information landscape better. They get the need for noisemaking and big viral moments. Is it time for generational change in the party? If only because adapting to the new info wars is essential. Pfeiffer, absolutely. I'm not calling for a specific people to be ousted from leadership positions. I think we know who the leaders are, don't we? Crudy's just asking you. You know the Democratic leaders are.
Yeah, but I also tell you, I don't miss Joe Crowley. Does anyone?
A little bit more. But as we're thinking about who's going to rise up in leadership, we need to elevate people who understand that getting your message heard in this media environment is essential. Speaking clearly, hopefully less so. 844-967-2789. Jeannie, welcome. What do you got?
Hi. I hope you guys are having a good day. You sound good today. I really believe that Fox News needs to be on its best behavior because these guys also should be indicted for aiding and abetting this crime. And by not showing this, they're aiding in a cover-up. And to continue the big lie, which was a big deal in the whole start of this criminal activity. So they can do whatever they want, but all they're doing is making themselves look very guilty, trying to avoid what happened.
Jeannie, don't you think their guilt is what makes them look so guilty?
Oh, definitely. Well, they are guilty. I mean, come on. We all saw. We all heard. I mean, come on, right in front of our eyes. It's like, hey, you dumb, you know what? We're not foolish, and you guys should be held accountable hugely. So anyway, that's just my two cents.
Jeannie, quickly, in your part of the state, where are they going to get the information? I mean, we'll play it on the Devil Radio app, but how are they going to hear it in Eau Claire, in the Chippewa Valley? How are they going to hear about what happens tomorrow night?
Oh, I think they're going to be playing it live on our local stations, on the television stations.
Well, probably on the television. Sure. Less convinced on the radio stations.
Locally. Oh, yeah. I don't know about our radio. I don't listen to radio. I don't listen to you guys.
Well, Jeannie, you have excellent taste. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
What does the fox say?
Oh, I see nothing. I was not here. I did not even get up this morning.
We've included a Venn diagram.
Ah, stop!